to guide you out of darkness, to stand by you as you rediscover life.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Category 5 Hurricane Milton is roaring towards the west coast of Florida, and despite winds of 175 miles an hour, the biggest worry is potential for record storm surge. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome says for people in those areas,
you're already hearing about evacuation orders all up and down the Florida west coast. It is imperative that people listen to those evacuation orders and follow them.
Vice President Kamala Harris held a ceremony marking a year since the October 7th attack at the Naval Observatory. Former President Donald Trump visited a site in New York City that's considered sacred among Hasidic Jews. A federal judge gave preliminary approval to a $2.78 billion settlement that would allow colleges to pay college athletes. And a sell-off to open the week on Wall Street, the S&P 500 down by 1%, the NASDAQ dropped 1.2%, the Dow was also down. This is ABC News. Two Americans sentenced to prison in Russia.
Doesn't matter if you're 72, Stephen Hubbard sentenced to nearly 7 years behind bars for allegedly fighting as a mercenary in Ukraine. Prosecutors say he signed a contract with the Ukrainian military after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine in February 2022, and he fought alongside them until being captured 2 months later. Meanwhile, another American, Robert Gilman, sentenced to just over 7 years for allegedly assaulting law enforcement officers while serving another sentence. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Federal health officials say they're providing $72 million to vaccine manufacturers to help ensure that currently available bird flu vaccines are ready to use if they're needed. Health officials stress this is being done out of an abundance of caution. There are currently no recommendations for anyone in the U.S. to be vaccinated against bird flu. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it off.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers.
One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
sunny today with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. With these dry conditions and breezy winds, we're still in a high fire danger. Avoid burning and don't toss cigarette butts. As we stay clear tonight, we crash crisp to the upper 30s. As the sunshine stays abundant all week long, we'll hit 70s on Tuesday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. President Joe Biden will be in Wisconsin on Tuesday. The president is scheduled to talk about federal investment in lead line replacement during a stop in Milwaukee. Gwen Walls will be campaigning in Wisconsin this week. The wife of Democratic vice presidential nominee, Minnesota Governor Tim Walls, will make stops in Madison and Beloit. She'll address the contrast between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris on the issues of reproductive rights and improving conditions for working-class families. Coldplay is set to perform the first concert at Camp Randall Stadium in nearly three decades. The Grammy Award-winning band bringing its Music of the Spheres world tour to Madison sometime in 2025. It'll be the first concert in Camp Randall since the Rolling Stones played in 1997. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community.
A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network
for economic development,
education,
healthcare,
government services,
security, and more.
24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom
is a small local company with a big vision
to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ensign Associates, downtown Durand. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Bowers Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. One man was arrested after a truck crashed into some homes in the town of Caledonia Friday night. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 31-year-old Hunter Boardman of Galesville was traveling northbound on Highway K when he drove off the road, struck a tree, and rolled several times. The truck then hit a cement building at Country Road Estates Trailer Court. Two vehicles and two residences in the trailer court were also damaged. Boardman suffered minor injuries and was arrested for driving while intoxicated. Excessive speed and impaired driving were believed to be contributing factors in that accident. Expect traffic delays on I-94 in Dunn County starting today. Construction crews will start repairing concrete on I-94 between Highway 25 and Highway B, and drivers can expect lane closures, ramp closures, and the rest area will also be closed this week. With the dry weather expected this week, the projects will be worked on throughout the week and repairs are expected to be completed by Thursday. Some folks in the Chippewa Valley woke up to their first frost of the season. The National Weather Service issued a frost advisory for Chippewa, Dunn, Eau Claire, and St. Croix counties overnight. Forecasters say temperatures did dip low enough overnight to leave frost behind. The forecast is supposed to warm up a bit this week ahead of a cool down for the weekend. The Wisconsin Supreme Court this week will hear arguments for just how far a governor can go with his veto powers. The court is set to hear the challenge to Governor Tony Evers' 400-year school funding veto. The governor used his veto powers to erase some numbers in the current budget and turn a 2-year school funding increase into a 400-year school funding increase. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Legal Fund is arguing that Evers went way beyond what the law allows. The governor's office is defending the move as part of Wisconsin's broad veto powers. The newest candidate for state superintendent in Wisconsin says he has the backing of the state's largest teachers union. Jeff Wright, who is superintendent of Sauk Prairie Schools, Friday announced he's running against current state superintendent Jill Utterly. Wright says he has the backing of the Wisconsin Education Association Council Political Action Committee. WEAC is Wisconsin's largest teachers union. Wright says they want to see new leadership for the state's public schools. Wright is Utterly's first challenger in the race. Voters have their say next spring. You're listening to WRDN News.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Two people were injured in a motorcycle accident in Mondovi Township Saturday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, 63-year-old Lonnie Everbeck of Winona was traveling northbound on Highway 88 when he lost control of the motorcycle on a curve. The cycle exited the roadway and Everbeck and passenger 63-year-old Karen Palencia of Winona were both ejected. Both were transported to the hospital with significant injuries. Fire conditions do remain high across the WRDN listing area due to the dry and windy weather. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has over half of Wisconsin under high fire danger. While the winds will die down today, the dry weather is expected for the week in our weather forecast. Fire officials are asking people to refrain from burning at this time. A Rochester man has died after a motorcycle accident in Winona County. The county sheriff's department says the man was riding north on Highway 74 near Park Road when his motorcycle ran off the road at around 6 p.m. Saturday. The man was identified as 61-year-old Ross Stensrud. The sheriff's department says alcohol may have been a factor in that accident. Jury selection is set to begin today in the trial of a man accused of killing a Winona County woman. Adam Fravel was arrested last year after the body of Madeline Kingsbury was found in a field in Fillmore County. He was charged with multiple counts of murder following an investigation into Kingsbury's death. The trial was moved to Mankato after Fravel's lawyer convinced a judge that his client would not receive a fair trial in Winona County. Jury selection is expected to last 3 to 4 days. A new report says Wisconsin's election managers have less wiggle room than election officials in other states. The report from the group Informing Democracy says Wisconsin law sets pretty strict limits on what the state's 1,800 local election managers can do. That, according to the report, is a safeguard against election vulnerabilities. The report does say about 20% of Wisconsin's county clerks have resigned or retired since the 2020 election, but those numbers are not out of line with what other states have seen. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey.
Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. Picking up and dropping off travelers at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport will be a bit easier. The Metropolitan Airports Commission announced Friday that the new location for doing so is the Terminal 2 Express Lane. It's on the second level of the airport's Purple Ramp. The news comes as MSP is experiencing an increase in travel demand, including a record of more than 711,000 passengers in March. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE, 844-53-BIBLE.
Stenhouse survives for Dega photo finish. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500. They come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platforms.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number 4, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
In a tight photo finish, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. captured his first NASCAR Cup Series victory of the season Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway. The JTG Doherty Racing driver consistently ran up front and survived a record-setting 28-car crash in the waiting laps.
Always get good feeling coming here. We hadn't won since the 500 in 23. We've had some good runs, been up and down year. Feel like we're finally figuring out what we need. It's huge to have Gordon Smith, Mike Kelly, Ernie Cope, Travis, all our boys here. They put so much work in. We're a single-car team. They work hard, and this is huge.
NASCAR and the Red Cross are helping victims of Hurricane Helene. Visit redcross.org or text Helene to 90999. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account, plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Major League Baseball playoffs continue today with the American League Division Series. I'm Bill Scott. In Cleveland, the Guardians play host to the Tigers in Game 2 of their best of five. The Guardians won the opener. That's this afternoon. In New York, the Yankees trying to go up 2-0 on Kansas City. That one gets underway at 6:35 tonight. Week 5 of the NFL season wraps up tonight in Kansas City. 4-0 Chiefs play host to the 2-2 Saints. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur is scheduled to meet with reporters in Green Bay this afternoon. He said after yesterday's 24-19 victory over the Rams that he planned to meet with suspended wideout Romeo Doubs today and expects him to be back with the team for this week's game against Arizona. Football Badgers also back to work today, getting ready for Saturday's road game at Rutgers. The Badgers ended a 2-game slide by rolling to a 52-6 win over Purdue on Saturday in Madison. The Bucks lost their exhibition opener in Detroit last night, 120-87. They're back home this week. We'll host the Lakers on Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Fall meets hunting in Western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. An important act of Congress marks its 60th year in 2024. Thanks to the pivotal legislation known as the Wilderness Act, today the National Wilderness Preservation System protects over 111 million acres across 806 wilderness areas in 44 states. I'll tell you more about the Wilderness Act when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. 60 years ago in September, America made a bold commitment to preserve its most pristine landscapes. That's when Congress passed the Wilderness Act, protecting more than 9 million acres of untamed land for future generations. Passing the Wilderness Act took remarkable foresight. The act wasn't just about protecting land, it was about ensuring that the soul of the nation's wilderness would remain intact. From towering peaks of the Rockies to quiet deserts of Arizona, to the lush forests of northern Minnesota, these lands have remained wild and free. They invite people like me to visit there every year to reconnect with the raw beauty of the natural world. So as we celebrate this 60-year milestone, I'd ask my fellow citizens to recommit to the original promise of the Wilderness Act. Visit a nearby wilderness, breathe in the fresh air, hike its trails, and experience the majesty of wild America that belongs to all of us.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America NA.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny today with high temperatures flirting with 70 degrees. With these dry conditions and breezy winds, we're still in a high fire danger. Avoid burning and don't toss cigarette butts. As we stay clear tonight, we crash crisp to the upper 30s. As the sunshine stays abundant all week long, we'll hit 70s on Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 64.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Monday to everybody. That ended up with a mixed type of market in this trade today, both from a grain and a livestock perspective. And I'll tell you, there's a lot that's feeding into this grain complex that we are going to dive into today. No surprise, weather is a part of it. We've got a USDA report that comes out on Friday. But once we get past that report, what are we looking at for these markets, especially as South America waits for those much needed rains to get the crop in the ground? We're going to get the details today with Don Rose. Don, of course, with U.S. Commodities. And I think we got to start out with what could we see yield wise when these reports come out on Friday from the USDA?
Yeah, you know, good afternoon, Susan. I think when you look at it overall, you know, you ask yourself, do big crops get bigger? And I think that's a real question mark. And I think we were on pace for that, other than the fact, particularly on soybeans, just the crops just too dry out here, 8 to 10% in a lot of areas on moisture versus 13 plus. So, you know, that's robbing 3 to 5 bushels an acre off that. Whether that shows up on this report is going to be the question mark. But I think it boils down to, you know, on the corn over there, yield probably, you would have to bet, gets bigger just because big crops get bigger. But acres could go down a couple hundred thousand. Soybeans, I think it's a mixed bag. You know, it depends if we're going to catch some of this dry down that we've got. Otherwise, it could go up mildly. But if you catch the dry down, could go down a half a bushel an acre. So Friday is the report, and that's when we're going to have enough harvest behind you that's going to give a good idea what the government sends going forward, Susan.
You know, as we look at what's happening, obviously there's been a lot of questioning as to what those yield numbers are going to be. And this isn't the final nail in the coffin by any mean on this year's growing season. But how much weight, as we get closer to Friday's report, are you going to see it weighing in on the trade as they get ready to see those numbers?
Well, you know, I think number one, I think you have to tell yourself that probably the harvest lows, the seasonal lows are in place. Of course, that was 385 on Dees corn back in August, in mid-August, and it was 955 on soybeans. But I think it's fair enough to say that the crop is going to get probably tucked away the best that it can away from those prices. Farmer just wasn't interested in selling at those levels. So I think it's really a market that once it gets tucked away, how high do you go? And I think you have to say that your window of marketing for a producer is probably from now until the 1st of January, maybe the middle of January, and then the focus is going to be South America as far as our real competition on the export front. In soybeans. So, you know, it's been a good relief rally for the producers. Could we have more in the tank? Very much possible, but that probably depends more on South America than it does anything else.
You know, Don, I don't want to get to South America here in just a moment, but as this harvest continues, more soybeans coming in right now because of corn, due to the fact that soybeans are so dry in the Midwest, and we keep hearing reports of beans having to be stored on the ground, which isn't something we're used to having to do to this level at this point.
Well, and exactly. And I think, you know, part of it, we do have those issues. We've even had harvest is very rapid, which is one issue. So you just can't clear them away fast enough. But we've had different areas around the country where people are switching over to corn, leaving the soybeans sit for a little bit. Also, it's causing, you know, producers to maybe change some of their bins from soybeans or from corn to soybeans just to clear it a bit. But I think what we're really saying, Susan, is that probably you're going to see the overrun sold off the combine, which is going to cap rallies until we can get to some new news. But, yeah, yields so far, corn large, soybeans large. But in some areas, you know, we're I think it depends on when the soybeans were planted. If they were planted in April, you know, big yields. If they were later they were planted, the yields get a little bit suspect. That hot, dry weather did take the top off of, you know, a number of areas.
So let's look at South America. And if anybody's got a pulse on what's going on, it's you. And I'd read earlier that beans were like 6 to 10 days behind schedule. So if they get some of this rains, it sounds like they could kind of make up those 6 to 10 days pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look at it, it's October 7th now, and, you know, supposed to get some rains down there starting, tomorrow, but really pick up as we hit closer to the weekend. So, and you look at it, usually get rains down there starting the monsoon, and the producers, you know, kind of wait or take a chance on the rains are going to come and plant anyway. So it's a little bit behind, call it 10 days, maybe. Mato Grosso, which is the north, you know, that's the area that's planted first, harvested first. They're about 2% planted, and then as a country, well, last year we were about 14% planted up north, and as a country overall, about 4% done versus averages about 5.5%. So really, as a country, not that far behind, and if we get this moisture, we can catch up pretty fast. But, you know, one of the issues on the planting is not so much on soybeans, Susan. It's really because it pushes the corn planting back just enough that it gets into these, issues with hot, dry weather for the corn and the corn pollination. Of course, we start harvesting corn in the north down there. That's the big crop, the exportable crop. We usually start harvesting that in more in the late June, July, August timeframe.
So when you talk about it being dry, how dry is it right now there for them?
Well, I mean, it's very dry. I mean, some of the areas is that a 40-year low as far as moisture. One of the ports up along the Amazon, they've quit loading just because it's the water levels are so low. So when you look at some of those things, it's a big issue. So it is most definitely it's a focus. But I think the one port up along the Amazon, They are saying that the water level is at 122-year low.
It is the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation continues with Don Rose with U.S. Commodities. I wonder, before we go to the Midwest weather, I want to talk a little bit more about South America. What is the mentality right now for these growers? Because we in the Midwest know what it's like when it's dry. How are these folks doing at this point?
Well, you know, we work with some people there in northern Brazil, Mato Grosso, also. And, you know, actually, while we're really nervous about it and concerned about it, there really don't seem to be because, they go through this every single year, So not as concerned as we are. And I think particularly if we get these moistures that come through, if we get a pattern change this week, you know, this is where the time frame and it usually happens, usually closer around the 1st of October. So, you know, if a pattern change, happens the 8th to 10th of October, it's not that far off pace. So I think if we miss this pattern change, I think then it'll be a bigger deal going forward, Susan.
What about the Midwest? I mean, you and I were just chatting about how extremely dry it is and folks trying to get this harvest taken care of and work. About dry down of beans and corn as well. What are you hearing out there and how does that take a toll on the markets?
Well, I think what does it do? I think it starts to change the psychology for the producer. I mean, they're out there working with it every day and you look at it and you go, how aggressive do I want to be on selling my crop if it's this dry? Because you start to worry about what does next spring look like. So I think it does slow down the mentality on being real aggressive on sales other than the overruns. But, I just wanted to go back to Brazil quickly. I mean, this is, from a producer standpoint, when you look at it, their acres look like they're going to go up. Their harvested acres up in Brazil 3% again this year. Thought maybe it wasn't going to, but that's what the USDA has. That's what CONAB has. And then the USDA has the soybean crop roughly 700 million bushels larger in Brazil this year than last year. Put it in perspective, our whole carryout this year is just over 340 million. So you can quickly see if they get a big crop, we've got a lot of competition and really an anchor on the market. Now, the other side of it is in a La Nina year, if that follows through, which it is a La Nina year, you're supposed to go into a drier pattern in southern Brazil and Argentina. So it clearly is a market that we're just kind of on a fair market, on hold level right now. But this thing can turn pretty dicey pretty fast, either too big or too small, Susan.
So what are you hearing? Because I know I haven't seen a lot of chatter about with Hurricane Helene, what type of damage has been assessed as of this point? Now we've got Hurricane Milton coming in as well. Just some tough times for our ag producers on the East Coast.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, I think, you know, the plus and the minus is, you know, the gut slot of the Corn Belt was really spared. But, you know, for the people involved in that down through those areas, you know, that got hit, you know, it really is just an unbelievable issue. So I think from a market standpoint, you know, the trade doesn't really, we don't get a lot of chatter on it. Doesn't seem to be a big market influence on a daily basis. I think just because it's so far south, the acres that are hit are smaller in comparison than if it was like a derecho or something here in the gut slot of the Midwest. So no doubt it's an issue. It's a big issue if you're involved in it. But as far as a market movement, as far as a market influence, it's had not much on the radar.
All right, we'll switch gears and take a look at this livestock. 2 weeks in a row, our cattle folks have kind of held off until the 11th hour on a Friday to get some sort of cash, and it's paid off for them. Can they continue it for a third week?
Well, you know, it looks like, you know, just like you said, the packer margins are, last week they were in the red again this week. But, you know, it feels like our demand is still underneath our market. You know, we have the cutout. It seems like it just wants to hold above the 300 level on choice beef. The funds, different than they were in the grains where they liquidated down. The cattle funds just continue to stay long the cattle, what, 60-some thousand long. And I think part of that is the overall fundamentals, Susan, are positive as we go forward for really for the next year, year and a half. So it's really going to be up to the demand side of the market. Can we really keep up the demand at these prices when you have competition from pork and poultry? And that's been the story, been a long story for a long time. But I think as you go forward on these cattle on feed numbers, you're going to see the placements just under a year ago. The numbers just aren't going to be there. So are we going to see more feeder cattle come through from Mexico, from Canada? Are you going to see more beef come through from some of these South America areas? So that's the areas, though, that I think that can cause some concern for the cattle market. And then, of course, always there's the black swan.
All right. Sounds good, Don. I appreciate your comments today. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You bet, Susan. Can reach us here at U.S. Commodities West Des Moines at 1-800-247-4071.
All right. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not always suitable to all investors. And that's the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Are you planning to move beef cattle or bison across state lines before the end of the year? Well, if they're over 18 months of age and biologically intact, after November 5th, you'll be required to use an electronic ID tag so the animal can be tracked. I'll have the details after this. Dustin Fritzmeyer, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant from Leota, Kansas, recently spoke with me about harvest progress in his part of the country.
Harvest is going great, Mike. We've got a lot of silage acres wrapped up. Right now, we're in the middle of getting some dry land out. Some of our irrigated is just getting ready. And we've got some stuff where moisture content's right where it needs to be, and others that it's going to take a couple weeks to get some stuff dried down. But we're right in the heat of it.
Looks like you might be standing in a field plot. We've got some signs behind you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you've been working on there?
Absolutely. Corn plots are something we really like doing. We're able to get a good look at different varieties that are coming up throughout the year. So this particular one is four different hybrids from three different companies. Pulled a couple of ears out, got some 54 VC14 DynaGrow, and it's a 114-day product that we're really looking forward to.
Dustin, let's talk about what comes next year. What are some of the issues on your mind?
We at Nutrien Ag Solutions have really aggressive and competitive financial options that we can use through our Nutrien financial programs. So I definitely encourage people, hey, talk to your local crop consultants about what those finance options are and how those can be a player for you.
And you can learn more at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Over a decade ago, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service began requiring certain classes of cattle display visual ID tags in their ears after receiving the brucellosis vaccine. With the advance of technology, APHIS is now calling for electronic identification tags instead of those metal, visual ones. Officials say the new tags will better allow animal traceability and will provide for a faster response in the event of a disease outbreak. The rule applies to all sexually intact cattle and bison over 18 months of age, dairy cattle of any age, and any cattle or bison used for rodeos or exhibitions. These animals will now be required to display an official USDA 840 EID tag to cross state lines. This does include animals that are already subject to the ID requirements. Some of them will now have to switch to the EID system. The good news is that many producers will be able to get these tags free of charge from their state agriculture departments. Those supplies are limited, and funding for the free tags isn't going to last forever. That funding was part of a $15 million congressional allotment to improve animal disease traceability. For those unfamiliar with the EID system, the tags carry a unique 15-digit number that begins with the U.S. country code of 840. This code can be scanned electronically or read visually. These tags, they say, will provide a significant advantage over the old metal clip tags, making it faster and easier to trace an animal's movements during an outbreak. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, of course. If you're moving cattle in a commuter herd across state lines for seasonal grazing or sending them to an approved tagging site before they commingle with other animals, you may not need the tags right away. Additionally, cattle going directly to slaughter within 3 days are also exempt from the rule. This EID mandate has been controversial. Several politicians from major cattle-producing states raised concerns in the discussions that the program's costs will continue to climb and that additional tracking abilities could lead to additional requirements or restrictions for cattle producers. I'll be back with more after this.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Politicians weren't the only folks divided over the new electronic ID requirements for cattle and bison. Cattle producers groups were split as well, with the NCBA broadly in support, saying an efficient tracing system could help producers recover from a disease outbreak quickly, while RCAF argues that the new rule will primarily benefit packers and exporters, with costs falling on producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, to low in the upper 30s. Sunshine returns and pleasant for tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. High mid-70s on Wednesday with more sunshine. Big temperature jump on Thursday with lots of sunshine, high to the low 80s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 66.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down. Beg you one more time. Yeah, could you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and via con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's dressed to kill in a dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory. Her head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too bad.
I seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister, Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Time for you to finish your wine, and you should probably